I'm your host, Matt Bergman, and welcome to From the Hawk's Nest. My guest today is Angie Hanick. She's a 2003 QU alum with a degree in athletic training and lives in Allegheny, New York. Angie, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Your title is a senior adjunct instructor at a local community college. Tell us about the college and what kind of classes you teach.
The college is a lot like John Wood Community College out in Quincy. It's a local community college with about three or four different branches spread out here in the southern tier of Western New York. And I've been with them for 23 years now, believe it or not.
Wow.
And I know I started teaching right after I finished my master's degree. And they reached out to me and asked if I would pick up a class for an instructor that had fallen ill. And I started mid-semester, and 23 years later, I'm still with them. So I teach health science, which is a biology course. I teach medical terminology, and I teach a professional development course, which is in the business department. So it's great.
Wow, a little different mix there of classes.
It definitely is.
Well, what motivates you in that role every day?
You know, I love teaching. I love the feedback from the students. You know, I've been doing it for so long. I taught in person for years, and I started teaching online even well before COVID even hit. So I was super familiar with, you know, online instruction, and I still do that. And, you know, I teach a lot of non-traditional students. So it's nice to be able to teach older people that are coming back to college with multiple children and jobs. And I understand what that's like to juggle. So I love, you know, I love the feedback from the students, and I love knowing that I'm making a difference in their life.
Well, in addition to teaching all these classes, you also have a business called Old Farm Charm.
Yes.
I don't know if I could say that more than like once in a row.
I know, right? My husband came up with that, and I blame him for that time, for sure.
There you go. Well, tell us about Old Farm Charm.
So when I graduated from QU, I came back locally and I went and got my master's degree at Alfred University here in New York. And I was a grad assistant for football. I loved it. From there, I went on and became a head athletic trainer at a local university for 13 years. And then we had children, and we had more children. And it just became way too hard to try to juggle the hours of an athletic trainer and want to be home with my kids, because I did not want to put them in daycare. I just didn't have that bone in my body. So my husband and I have always been, you know, pretty crafty, and we build things, and we have a workshop where we, you know, do woodworking projects. So total long shot, I had a friend that reached out to me and asked if I would do a sign party. Basically where a group of women came to our workshop and made signs. And so I thought, sure, why not? I can do that. That one sign party led to me now having a very successful small business that I ship all over the world. I probably shipped over 20,000 signs to different, you know, states. And I can officially say I have a sign in every state in the United States and even worldwide. So it just took off, and it allowed me to, you know, not do athletic training anymore, which I miss at times, but I don't miss the hours.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, so what, maybe give us an example of one of your signs. Like, what's one of your most popular signs?
So I'm sure you're familiar with Etsy, which is a very common global, you know, online marketplace. We actually have multiple bestsellers on that platform. And for sure, our most popular, hands down, best-selling item is our front porch welcome sign. So it's like a tall welcome sign that sits on a front porch with interchangeable designs where the O would sit. So instead of, you know, having a fall sign and a Christmas sign and a summer sign, we have one sign, and you just interchange the little designs, and it takes you through the entire year. So it's fun.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, I'm sure that's provides some flexibility then with having children.
It definitely does.
Well, you already mentioned that you were a graduate assistant at Alfred University and then worked as a head athletic trainer in the area for 13 years. But you obviously you're doing some things that are different now. What about maintaining that? I know there's a national certification for athletic training. Have you kept up with all that?
I have. I've maintained my certification year after year. You know, in the medical field, you have to do continuing education units. I do those every other year. I maintain my first aid and CPR certification. And I do that just because if I ever get that itch to want to go back and maybe just do outreach stuff, I can. You know, I worked really hard to get that certification, so I want to keep up with it.
Well, let's take a brief break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Angie about her time at QU and what led her to come to QU all the way from New York. And we'll talk about her family and other connections with QU. Stay with us. You're listening to From the Hawk's Nest.
QU Hawk fans never have to miss a game. Visit QUHawks.com and click on the media tab to find the GLVC Sports Network. It's available on both your desktop and mobile tablet devices, as well as four over-the-top platforms, including Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Android TV, and Apple TV. All live and on-demand archived video is available free of charge. For game schedules and the latest news, visit QUHawks.com and follow Quincy University Hawks on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And welcome back to From the Hawk's Nest. I'm your host, Matt Bergman, and today I'm chatting with Angie Hanick. She's a 2003 QU alum with a degree in athletic training from Allegheny, New York, and really an entrepreneur and an adjunct professor, and really just does a lot, including raising a family. Well, Angie, you have a lot of connections at QU. Both of your older brothers also came to QU and played baseball here. And there's another interesting connection about baseball, QU, and your family.
Yes, there is.
Tell us about that.
So Pat Atwell is my uncle. And he was, you know, a very successful baseball coach, athletic director out there. When my brother was a senior in high school here, my grandpa, which would be Pat's dad, lived around this area, and he oftentimes would recruit baseball players for Pat from this area. Josh Kinney, my brothers, Ryan Birmingham, lots of former baseball players for QU that had a really successful career came from this area. And so my brother Owen went out there first and played baseball for Pat, and then my brother Jeff went out there and played baseball for Pat. I was going out to play softball, and my senior in high school, I tore my ACL.
Oh.
So I did get 1 year under my belt, but then I had another re-injury, and it really just really, you know, became home away from home 13 hours, you know, and Pat and Lisa were wonderful, wonderful to have out there. It truly made us all feel like we were home. We'd go over there a couple times a week. We'd babysit their kids. You know, so for me, I had those two older brothers. I think I was in eighth grade when my brother Owen started going there.
Oh, wow.
And by the time I went there, I felt like I knew, I felt like it was high school. I knew so many people. I knew, you know, all the baseball players. My, you know, Pat and Lisa were out there. I had a lot of friends out there. So it really, it was wonderful to go so far from home, but know that I had such, you know, a great connection with so many people out there.
Well, it definitely was a long way from home. About how long was the trip by car?
It is 13 hours, 850 miles.
Wow.
And we joked with my parents that they spent way too much money and they should have just bought us a place out there. We all could have just shared a house out there. But
that's true.
Yeah. So it was a trip.
And so for over 10 years, your parents went back and forth and moved you guys in and out of
they
apartments
sure
and dorms.
They sure did. They were amazing.
Wow. You know, I know you guys have a fondness for the St. Louis Cardinals too. So I'm sure being close to St. Louis was also a draw.
It was a huge draw.
And then having
I actually
an
have
aunt,
a funny
uncle.
Story about that. So my grandpa that I had referred to earlier was a huge St. Louis Cardinals fan. Huge. Pat Atwell grew up a huge St. Louis Cardinals fan. I mean, there's no better fan than Pat Atwell with the St. Louis Cardinals. So my dad showed up for a blind date with my mom 49 years ago, I think, 50 years ago, and he had a St. Louis Cardinals baseball hat on. And my grandpa knew then that my dad was going to be okay. And Pat was a little guy back then, and he said, yep, you know, he's going to be okay. So, yeah, we've had a draw to St. Louis for a long time.
Well, you mentioned your kids earlier, and I'm sure they keep you busy and probably are involved in a million activities. So talk to us about that.
They are, you know, and that's part of the reason why I stepped aside from that athletic training world, because they are so active. You know, athletics is in our blood. You know, you go back to Pat and my brothers and my parents and my husband and his family. Madison is 15 and Kennedy is 13, and they both do year-round travel soccer. And they do track. They're definitely busy. We travel all over for them. And then our little guy, Hudson, who just turned 8, is actually an avid golfer. He's a very, very good golfer. And he also does travel baseball and travel soccer year-round. But I think golf is where his passion lies, for sure. And it actually just brought us back out to Quincy in June for the Little People's Golf Tournament, which was great to be able to go back out there.
So it all kind of comes full circle.
back to
Quincy.
Yes.
So, and of course, the Little People's is a annual golf tournament held in Quincy, which draws players from all around the world.
All around the world, yeah. We played with one kid one day that was from, gosh, was he from South America or something? Yeah, all over the world.
That's wonderful. And I'm sure that you're pretty exhausted at the end of the day with running the kids everywhere on top of running the business and teaching classes.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want it any other way. I on a day where we don't have something, I kind of sit here thinking, all right, what do I have to do? Like in about 15 minutes, I got to race to our girls' varsity game, you know, and I think, what would I do if I didn't have this? I'd be pretty bored.
I can understand. Well, looking back at your time at QU, what are some of those things that stood out to you and maybe some of your special memories or fun activities that you remember most about your time at Quincy?
You know, I definitely would say for me, we grew up here going to a private school, you know, a local Catholic high school, and we always had small class sizes. You know, I graduated with 26 other kids. Owen graduated with maybe 50 some, you know, around that area. And 2U has that small class size, that personal relationships. I did not want to go somewhere where I was just another face in the classroom. You know, so I definitely, that was a huge draw. I loved the community, you know, again, after being there for so many years prior to even accepting, I just loved the community. It was a nice town, you know, sits right on the Mississippi. I mean, it's definitely flatter there than it is here. You guys don't have the hills, but it was a good change. I stayed out there one summer, I will say though, and I did not miss that heat. Your summer heat is crazy.
Yes.
Ugh.
What about favorite faculty members or maybe your most memorable event on campus?
You know, I would say Dr. Lynch. He was, you know, being in the athletic training program, we had such few faculty members. But Dr. Lynch was awesome. And I tell you what, just even a couple of years ago, I ran into him at a conference, and it was just like it was 20 years ago. Just a great guy. He did a lot for the athletic training students. You know, he was awesome. So hands down, he was on top of my favorite faculty list. And it was just nice to go to all the sporting events, you know, as a student body member going to those sporting events, it was pretty important to sit there and support your, you know, your local and your fellow, you know, your fellow friends, basically. It was good. It was nice.
What advice would you have for either current students or even alumni just about life in general?
You know, for current students, I would say live it up, you know, go to those events, be supportive, make your face shown. You know, I think back of my days and I was always so active in everything and I wouldn't trade that for the world. It was busy. I was an athletic training student, so I'd travel with the baseball team all over. I would say just be active, be, you know, present in the college. Certainly study, you know, get those good grades, but still be active and do things. And for alumni, you know, I so badly want to get out there for alumni weekend. Obviously, being 13 hours from home, it's not easy, but I still keep in touch with so many alumni. And really, it's nice to know, like, if we ever wanted to get together, we certainly could.
Well, Angie, thanks so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule to chat with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And be sure to tune in next time for another episode of From the Hawk's Nest, where we talk to Quincy University faculty, staff, students, Franciscan friars, and alums to learn about their QU journey. I'm Matt Bergman, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Hawk.